In 1897, the American Museum of Natural History sent a team of anthropologists to the Pacific Northwest and Siberia. They brought back thousands of photographs, many of which are now available online for the first time. KSKA's Monica Goki has more.
More than 100 years ago, a team of adventurous anthropologists set out to compare the cultures of the Pacific Northwest and Siberia. Their six-year trip was called the Jessup North Pacific Expedition. Barbara Mathey is a special collections manager at the American Museum of Natural History in New York. She says the theory that the Americas were populated by human migration across the Bering Land Bridge was not commonly accepted at the time.
It was the first and arguably one of the most important anthropological expeditions, not just in the history of the American Museum of Natural History, but in the history of the discipline of anthropology.
The anthropologists hoped that documenting parallels between cultures on either side of the Bering Strait would prove their theory, and it did. In addition to photographs,
they collected stories, and the stories of the raven were found to be so similar in Siberia and on the northwest coast of North America that it just really seemed to be indisputable that this was so, they must have been in contact for a really long time.
Digitizing the American Museum's photo archive is in line with a broader trend in the museum world to make historical material available at the click of a mouse. The photos released on Monday, Mathey says, are only a fraction of the total collection.
There are close to 3,000 photographs from the Jessup North Pacific Expedition. We've got, I think, about 600 or 700 up right now, but we've got a lot of others that are in the pipeline. A lot of them have already been scanned.
The photos available right now are from the expedition's work in Siberia. Images documenting the culture of the Pacific Northwest, including Alaska, will be added soon. Digitizing the collection has been no small feat. Mathey says the pictures are stored on glass plates, literally pieces of glass, about 5x7 or 8x6.
We've got a small army of volunteers and interns who are being supervised by our staff, and we're getting these images out.
In addition to the Jessup photos, the museum has plans to digitize images from other early explorers to Alaska, like E.W. Nelson and George Emmons, who came before the Jessup expedition. For history curator Katie Ringsmith at the Anchorage Museum, having the Jessup photos online brings a piece of regional history closer to home.
They're just gorgeous photographs. I think that being able to access that history is hugely important. And being able to bring that history to people who may not get a chance to go to New York and visit the museum and see the collection firsthand, it's such an important role to provide that information to people.
Ringsmith says the Jessup expedition happened at a time when the U.S. was starting to get very interested in Alaska. Progressive-era politicians saw the region as a critical link between continents. Anthropologists saw a link that went back thousands of years.
And I think that underscores, in many ways, Alaska history itself, that we aren't the end of anything. We're not the end of the road. We're not the bridge to nowhere. In fact, we are the bridge. We are the bridge that connects continents. We are the bridge that peopled the Americas. And that's pretty cool.
The Anchorage Museum is also in the process of digitizing some of its collections. And while it makes history readily available online, Ringsmith says digital archives are no substitute to experiencing the real thing. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.